my health and my strength and everything to survive. Give us our sin and our sorrow. Bless us now while we gather in this place. Bless those that are in death. Remove all the inhibitions out of the way and give them drive and move. Oh God, bless us in this sanctuary. Let your spirit fill this place in the name of Jesus. Oh God, bless those that are on the way to be with us. Oh God, bless us while we are in this place. In your own name, and destroy the yoke of the enemy. Divide the spirit and not like you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. May you remain praise, honor, and glory. Bless in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, for my Lord, 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 I'm for my Lord, for my Lord, will I come to
happiness in mind, happiness in mind, happiness.
happiness today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Happiness today is mine.
Oh, yeah.
Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, can't be behind. Joy today is mine. When I rose this morning,
yes, oh yes,
I didn't have no doubt. I knew that the Lord would bring me out.
Oh yes, oh yes.
I got down on my knees. I said, Lord, help me please. Got up singing and shouting, big to me. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get me behind. Victory today is mine.
Amen.
Amen. I return in the hands of my pastor, Dr. Reverend Linda Parrish. Come on, praise God for her. She shall come.
Amen. 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 It's now 10 after 11. We thank God for those that are here. Good morning, Elder Houston. All is well. Amen. Meet everybody. Amen. The petition in our office this morning. Amen. Thank God for her. Amen. Amen. This is beautiful. Everybody can come together and do what does say the Lord. Is that all right?
Amen.
Amen. Bishop, I want to open up our prayer for this morning. Amen. This morning is testifying service. Amen. To whatever God bless you. Hallelujah. Anybody want to end? Just to speak to the Lord on this morning. I just thank God for being. Amen. I thank God for just keeping us, even in a time such as this. So if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where we would be on today? Amen. Some of us literally take God for granted. Amen. Amen. But God is a good God, and He's worthy at all times to be praised. And we don't always have to praise Him when we get there. Amen. We have, when we get up in the morning, we can give God some praise. Amen. Thank God for keeping us. Amen, somebody. Because as I always say, God, He's too good to us. He is too good to us, but not for us, not to want to come in and worship and praise Him and give Him some glory. Amen. 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 And thank God for our bishop on this morning who opened up the prayer. Amen. This morning, we're waiting for those, waiting for the saints of God to come into the house of God. But we're going to go ahead and do what does say the Lord. We're going to pray for those that are not here, those may be traveling, going to visit their family and friends, that God will just keep them safe. Amen. Amen. Just keep everybody safe. But what also you were saying already this morning, Bishop? Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands, oh, what a God. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands, what a God. worthy to be praised and adored. Amen, amen. Thank God that you are here. And we're going to keep on going. Amen. Today, this should be the word of a curse.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 The word of a curse for the fifth Sunday. This year we're going to close it out this Sunday. Our this month, the men took over. Amen. Well, we just sit back and get ourselves together. Amen. We're going to be on one accord as of next month. Amen. Amen. We're all going to be on one accord next month. We're going to ask God to just bring us closer together. As I was riding, I see all these people out there washing cars and just doing everything they want to do on a Sunday. Amen. As I was traveling, I see them going into chains. I said, look at all these people. Now, I don't know whether I can't judge them and say whether they were 8 o'clock this morning or 7 o'clock this morning. But I'm saying, God, look at your people. Amen. But they should be in somebody's church on this morning. Amen. And praying and lifting you up and just doing what you asked them to do, to give their tithes and their offering, and God will worship you. One day set aside for the people of God. Amen. To come into the house of God. And we see what's going on all over the world. Amen. And so how can we not serve a God that is so good to us? How can we not serve a God that is so wonderful? And when we don't even think about him, he's always covering us. Oh, come on, come on.
Oh, yeah.
But we are not doing what we should be doing. God is still sending his eighth watch over us.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We have to know the word of God in order to see the word of God. And I feel sorry most of those that know God are the ones that fallen by the wayside.
Yeah.
What does the songwriter say? This is my story. This is my song.
Yeah.
When I get up here, I can't remember all the words. When I'm singing by myself, open words, and I can hear the song. Amen. My brother Brandon. Brother Brandon, who will be here today? Amen. So we're going to keep praying. Amen. We're going to keep praying for us. Now we get into some excuse about the pandemic. And I keep saying, we can go everywhere. But we can't unify ourselves on one accord to come to the house of God. And I hear people all the time saying, what is going on with the people of God? I said, I don't know, but we need to keep out. We need to keep on our knees and keep praying, amen, day by day, that God will constantly work on our hearts. All of us, I know we all fall short, but God is still the same God. And he still looks over us. And he's still forgiving us. And God is still doing what he said that he will do, amen. But yet we still turn our back on God.
All right.
I feel that when you don't come and worship God, then we turn our back on God. Amen, somebody. I'm 62 years old and I hurt every day. My back hurt, my feet hurt. I can't even sometimes make it, but I still press my way through.
All right.
Because I know what God has done for me.
Amen.
And just the difference when I feel and I see all the blessing that God has blessed me with, I said, how can I not make my way to the house of God and serve them?
All right.
How can I not just get up and say, Lord, all these things that are hindering me, if they're hindering me, what they're going to hinder me throughout the week, it's going to hinder me on Saturday, but now I'm like on Sunday morning, everything's going to hinder me from coming to the house of God. But I said, God, give me strength.
All right.
When I open my eyes, I said, God, I thank you. Even if I have to crawl to the house of God, I'm still coming.
Amen.
Don't somebody just come down on hear me here.
Amen.
I'm sharing this message to someone that are not here.
Amen.
They get no cross. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
I don't wish you coming to give words this morning, but if there's something that I have to tell, I have to say my testimony is as God has kept me.
Amen.
Through it all, something.
Through it all.
Even when the church was falling apart, even when nobody was here, for me and my family, God still kept me.
Amen.
Because he have to learn how to live before the Lord and bless him.
Amen.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
I'm not perfect. You are not perfect. I'm not where I want to be, but thank God I'm not where I used to be.
All right.
God is good.
Uh-huh.
And we got to have a listening to the inner ear when God speaks to us.
All right.
And not doubt him.
Yeah.
Some of us still doubt him. We are wavering. We don't. We some of us still doubt God. We don't trust him. We think we love him, but we don't put all our faith in him.
All right.
The songwriter said, "Depart me not, O gentle Savior."
All right.
Hear my helpful cry. While on others thou art calling, God, do not pass. I think that he was having a special testimony. That he wanted God. You hear? God, you hear my cry. You hear me. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, but I want you to hear me. I want you to deliver me.
Yeah.
I want you to hear and heal me. I want you to make a way for me. I want to be blessed, God, and I don't know whether or not that you hear me when I call on you and call me in righteousness, but I just need God to just touch me right now. I want God to hear what I'm asking him, hear what I'm telling him, amen. And God, I already know what you want.
Yeah.
You just got to trust me.
Oh, yeah.
You got to walk with me. You got to believe in me that I will deliver. That's all God wants us to do.
Oh, yeah.
Believe him and trust him.
Yeah.
Amen, somebody, and not doubt him.
Yeah.
He said, I hear your humble cry.
That's right.
God said, I hear your humble cry.
Yeah.
He said, I hear my children crying out for me.
Yeah.
And we all need to turn away from our wicked ways. Amen, somebody.
Oh, yeah.
We got to turn away and listen and hear God when God speaks to us.
Yeah.
We don't listen.
That's right.
We need to learn how to listen to me.
Yeah.
To his word and to hear his wisdom.
Oh, yeah.
We need to learn how to listen to God and God talk to us.
Oh, yes.
We don't want to listen, but we listen when the enemy comes to us.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you just like that. When the enemy speaking the good things that you want to hear, we listen, we hear, and we run with that. And God is telling us on the other end, no, child, that is not for you. I just want you to stand still and listen to my voice.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want to listen to the voice of God.
All right.
We're going to run this race and stand still.
Oh, yeah.
And if I can get this, God, this is what I want. But God said, wait on me.
Yeah.
Wait on the Lord. Oh, this is the Lord who's coming.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
And before I said, just the book of Proverbs.
Uh-huh.
Amen. 1:18.
Yeah.
It says, listen, warning against these types of men.
Yeah.
Warning against everything else I get. Amen. But God said, this is what it says. According to the Proverbs, Proverbs was written.
Uh-huh.
And this is a warning against enticement.
Yeah.
It said, listen, Proverbs 1:8. Said, listen, my son, to your father's instruction.
Yeah.
And do not forsake your mother's teaching. There will be garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your naked. Here. Same bishop just for a little while.
Go ahead.
I hope the church wouldn't be sealed today, but God didn't want us to listen.
All right.
Living today is hard to self-attack the inner one because of the pandemic and everything that's going on. Especially for people what of color.
Yeah.
I keep thinking about African Americans.
Uh-huh.
We all of our life matters in that. But I'm thinking especially about us black folks. And I look at my little grandchild, Ron, I said, Ron, you just don't understand now what is going on in the world today.
Yeah.
And I'm praying that the world, that God would just change his universe. So we as black folks and we as the young black guys, young men, they got to watch. kingdom of God. Amen. Somebody, if they don't need God yesterday, they need God now.
Yeah.
These young boys, they need to just stop all that drinking and smoking the weed, because the police and the enemy is just ready to come up and just snatch them away.
Yeah.
Here in the book of enhancing one's quality of life depends on the development of certain lifestyles.
Yeah, yeah.
When I'm pushing the skill of listening, and now even our young folks, they don't want to listen to us now. To, oh, I got it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, mommy, I understand this.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. You don't have to keep telling me. But now it is, because we already know.
Yeah.
And those that have the label in the Lord, that we already know that you have to watch where you go now and then.
That's right.
We have to tell our young folks, and even the young ladies, amen, somebody, that now, until after the election,
yeah,
we got to stay prayed up.
That's right.
And listen to God.
Yeah.
Because I believe that once the election goes in November,
yeah,
things are going to turn around, amen, somebody. But we have to have an inner ear to listen to the voice of God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pass me not on
jeopardy.
Pass me now. Hear our Uncle God.
Yeah.
While I'm on the down, I'm going to do not
pass. Pass me by.
Be
by. Yeah.
And I say, God, don't pass. I'll let go and go by.
Oh, yeah.
God,
oh,
yeah. You watch them, God.
Yes, Lord.
Cover them.
Yes. Cover Jesus.
Even the older ones.
Yes.
Who are dipping and gathering and know what they're doing or wrong. But
yes, Lord. My Lord.
They know you for themselves, but they still have this enticement to do things that they should not be doing.
Yes, Lord.
Pray for everyone that they say that you called them.
Oh, yes. Yes.
God, I ask you to bless their hearts and their minds.
Oh, yes. Bless them, Lord.
Touch their heart.
Yes.
They say they want to be a Christian.
Oh, yes.
But you have to walk in the way, walk in the walk.
Oh, yes. My Lord.
For God is, he's real.
He's real.
And God is worthy to keep you praying.
Yes. Yes.
That was just my testimony this morning.
That's all right.
Have a
yeah, that's all right.
And I got the news.
Oh,
God,
yes.
Keep me covered. I ain't got to cover. Every night,
every
day. I pray for God to
protect
us, and I call you one by one.
That's right.
Because what? Because we need the Lord.
We need
God.
The Lord, yes.
How much do you need the Lord on your side?
Oh, yes.
I need God to walk with me, talk with me.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Day in and day out, I need God.
I need it. Oh, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, that's all right.
Amen.
Amen. Good job. Amen. Beautiful. Beautiful.
You're a special prayer. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Praying on Lord
and thank God
to watch over.
Oh, yes.
Every member of this branch of mine.
Yes, Lord.
Because I don't think that they're serious.
Oh, yes.
You know, like these sororities, everybody wants to be a member of a sorority, but they don't want to participate. They just want to say that I'm a member of a sorority. I'm a member of a sorority, too, but most of us, I want to be in the middle of time to serve God.
That's right.
So we're going to.
Oh, yes.
We're going to bless you.
Yeah.
Touch their hearts and their hearts.
Oh, Lord.
And I pray that God will hear my prayer.
Yes, Lord.
On this morning.
Yeah.
In fact, I pray every day.
That's right. That's right.
I'm telling God to go get her.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's the reason you say, Pastor, this prayer is telling God to go get her.
That's right.
Amen. Once you put that name on the altar, this is me to say, tell God to just go and get her.
Yeah, go get her.
Go and get her.
That's right.
Amen. Our heart and our God, we come to him this morning and say thank you.
Yes.
God, thank you for the rising of the sun. Thank you, God, for opening up
our
eyes. Oh, yes. And we can see a new day. Oh, God, thank you for our vision, Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
I know that his heart is dead.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
You worry about his people. You worry
yes.
about the church, oh, Father God.
Yeah.
Lord. Touch his body. Yeah, touch his body right now. Yeah. Yeah, remember his father, Lord. Bless his father, Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Oh, yeah.
I want a house with a garage, and I want a driveway. I'm asking
Thank you all for listening to our radio broadcast. We want to tune you all. Tune in with us next Sunday, same time, same place, the New Titus Worship Ministry. Thank you for listening to our pastor, Dr. Linda Parrish. She brought the word for us today. We look for you to tune in again on next Sunday, same time, 11 o'clock to 12, the New Titus Worship Center. May God bless you. Tune in again next week. God bless you. If you need to contact us, you may contact us at 443-256-0045. It's either 443-573-7470. God bless you until next week. Amen. This is Bishop Jimmy E. Hunter. Hello.
Jesus is on the main line. And you Jesus is on the main line.
Oh, Thank you. for the earth.